This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We learned this week that in May, 20% more new homes were sold than were sold in May a year ago. So says the Commerce Department. We also learned recently that a new Barbie dream house is sold every 2 minutes. So says Mattel. That is a lot of real estate. And of course, Barbie doesn't have to deal with the vagaries of the actual housing market, but just as life imitates art, sometimes it imitates toys too, and vice versa. Anna Kode is a real estate reporter with the New York Times who spent some time revisiting the Barbie dream house of old. Anna, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Real estate reporter though you are, how did you come to do a story on the Barbie dream house?
Before I was a real estate reporter, I was a styles reporter. So I'm kind of wired to think about the real estate angle of whatever's happening in pop culture. And when it comes to Barbie, of course, the answer to that is Dreamhouse.
Yeah, and it kind of doesn't get any better than this, right? Style and real estate merging in the Barbie Dreamhouse?
Yeah, it's a dream come true.
No pun intended. So here's the thing, though, and obviously we'll talk about the house and the piece because it's totally interesting. But you know, we as a society have put Barbie through our own psychological lenses for like, what, 60 something years now that she's been around. Not so much the house.
Exactly. And that was kind of the premise of this story, to give that same lens of deep critical thinking to what the dream house represents as well. And there was a lot to unpack there, from design trends to how it reflected whatever was going in society, or whatever it chose to ignore as well said something about it too.
Well, so let's get to the first one, right? Comes out in 1962. Describe it for me, would you?
So the 1962 dream house is a single room, yellow walled ranch home, and it looks like a studio apartment. It's really quite quaint if you look at it today, but it's probably what you would think of when you think your first apartment out of college or something in the big city. And to me, the most fascinating part of it is that it has no kitchen. And a lot of dollhouses at the time were made with the purpose of teaching young girls domestic tasks like cooking and cleaning and all of that. But here, this was just about Barbie having fun in her own home.
We should point out here the idea in 1962 of a woman or a minority, for that matter, just to take it a little bit afield, having access to the credit needed to buy a home was not entirely reality based.
Right. The Equal Credit Opportunity Act wasn't passed until 1974. So in 1962, it was really common for a bank to turn down a mortgage for a woman just because she was a woman or because she was single or divorced. So this toy represented something that young girls didn't really see in the real world very often.
The next one you come to is the 1979 version. By this time, Barbie's in the suburbs, right? But still a single woman owning a house. The house, Ken, as you point out in this piece, Ken is not on the deed anywhere.
No, it's still Barbie's house, and they're getting bigger and more glamorous. The 1990 house in particular looks so much like a McMansion. It has these huge columns, these big double doors, and that's the era when Americans are really obsessed with houses being bigger and more showy and flashy and everything.
We should point out here that this first of all, it's a toy, right? So it's not supposed to be reality-based, but it's not reality-based in terms of what's going on with housing reality at times. In 2008, right, we have the housing crash. Mattel sort of doesn't, you know, acknowledge the reality of that.
I mean, who wants their toy to represent the housing crisis? It's kind of a nice counter to that. But they do acknowledge other things, like they acknowledge the pandemic in 2021. You have Barbie having her own work-from-home station in the house.
Yeah, no, I love that. That was great. She's up on the tiny bedroom on the third floor, just doing her thing. So what do you make of this? I mean, look, you're an experienced real estate reporter, and you're a style reporter. What's your takeaway?
Oh my gosh, there's a lot to take away from here. But when a toy lasts for 60 years, it can really show you so much of how things have changed over time. On one side, you can look for design trends, right? But if you take a look deeper, you can really see policy or inequality reflected in the toy too. And I think this could probably be extended to almost any object and see how it reflected the times over any number of years.
Okay, so look, you going to see the movie or what?
I guess so. I'm a little Barbied out for now, but I don't know how I can avoid it.
Anna Corday. She's a real estate reporter at the New York Times. Anna, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time and your expertise.
Thank you, Kai.